The Republican presidential candidate and billionaire Donald Trump is scheduled to go on a Fox News morning show today to address his feud with the network over last week's primary debate. For days, Trump has been attacking Fox and especially anchor Megyn Kelly. It is worth noting that debate earned Fox News record ratings. And despite this clash, no outlet has done more of late to present Trump as a serious thinker. Here's NPR's David Folkenflik.
It might seem a little churlish, Donald Trump turning on Fox News like that. Here's what he told CNN's Don Lemon about Fox's Megyn Kelly.
Well, I just don't respect her as a journalist. I have no respect for her. I don't think she's very good. I think she's highly overrated.
Then Trump upped the ante.
She gets out and she starts asking me all sorts of ridiculous questions. And, you know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
Many news organizations interpreted that as a claim that Trump was alleging Kelly had been menstruating during the debate, which Trump later denied. Trump was unhappy with the other anchors, too. Chris Wallace challenged Trump on his four companies that declared bankruptcy. Bret Baier insisted Trump announce whether he would forego a run as an independent if his primary bid failed. But on MSNBC's Morning Joe yesterday, Trump went after Kelly again.
She asked me a very inappropriate question. She asked, she should really be apologizing to me. You want to know the truth.
What was Kelly's question again?
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only
has
Rosie
several...
O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't.
Kelly persevered.
You once told a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice it would be a pretty picture to see her on her knees. Does that sound to you like the temperament of a man we should elect as president? And how will you answer the charge from Hillary Clinton, who is likely to be the Democratic nominee, that you are part of the war on women?
Oh, that question. Some conservatives, such as Rush Limbaugh and Laura Ingraham, joined Trump's denunciation of what he said was political correctness, and Fox reportedly fielded many complaints from Trump supporters. What might give Trump the impression Fox would give him deferential treatment? How about Fox News itself?
Speaking of awards, we understand you got an award down at the Citadel over this weekend with Tim Scott. Congratulations to you on that.
I did. It was great. What a great place the Citadel is, too. You just
that was Trump on the morning show Fox and Friends, a show on which he has appeared regularly. Trump boasts about being a ratings machine. He starred in a reality show on NBC and currently dominates political coverage on other networks, too. But the liberal media watchdog group Media Matters, which has links to Hillary Clinton, counted how much time Fox News devoted to Trump over the previous 3 months, and it was a lot. Trump received more than 4 hours, nearly 90 minutes more than the next candidate. John Sides is a political science professor at George Washington University. He says the questions for Trump had a paradoxical result.
Now, the outcome of the debate was not really to sort of put Trump to the side of the stage. I think in some sense it still kept him at the center of the stage, you know, literally and figuratively.
His research suggests news coverage tends to lift candidates with voters. And Sides says the pattern fits here, with Trump as an unconventional frontrunner.
If the question is, you know, what might ultimately, you know, knock Trump off the top of the polls, it might not be so much the scrutiny, but just the fact that some other candidate is going to have to sort of step forward, do something that's judged to be newsworthy, and then start to command a larger and larger share of the news as a consequence of that.
Fox News Chairman Roger Ailes apparently wants Trump back in the fold. Trump tweeted yesterday that Ailes had called to promise fair coverage. A bit later this morning, we'll find out. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.